This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. The response to the coronavirus has been led by Jay Inslee, which makes sense because he's the governor, but it has the Republicans feeling left out. So let's talk with Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler of Ritzville, who would like to see a special session, and tell us how that would help.
Well, I think the reason it's needed is whether you are in a blue district or a red district, you have an elected representative who normally makes spending decisions for you. This governor has spent over $2 billion in CARES Act money without the direct involvement of the people's elected representatives. The other thing I've learned during 28 years in the legislature, no one caucus, individual, or party has the market cornered on good ideas.
But give me some of those ideas. What kinds of things would you be proposing to the governor or trying to pass in a special session?
The first thing we want to do is do something with the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. We can't wait for the other Washington to rescue us. Then we look at what else can we do. For example, could we not suspend liquor license fees for the next year? We could look at making some of the rules the governor has implemented by emergency permanent, because as a Republican, I think some of them are good. I don't agree with all, but I think some merit becoming law.
The current reimposition of some of these restrictions, are you in agreement with the governor on those?
No, I disagree with the governor on these, because we've seen, for example, tribal casinos that are running restaurants, gaming, and they're not spreaders in their communities. The hospitality industry made very significant offers to the administration not to do what they did. And the industry wasn't listened to, even though it was less than 1% of the cases originating in those restaurants.
So you believe that the restaurants should be allowed to remain open then?
I believe that they should be open. They should adjust their seating, their rules, and be contributing to the solution. But instead, they weren't given a chance. They were told it's our way or the highway. And these hardworking folks are going to be laid off with no special unemployment benefits awaiting them. And there's no guarantees it won't be extended through Christmas. A lot of these people work their tail ends off, and it isn't the $15 or $18 an hour they make. A lot of tips go into it, and it isn't the same when you're just doing curbside pickups.
Would there have been a way of creating some sort of bailout program for the restaurant industry before imposing the new lockdown?
Well, if we had the chance to work together, we also had some tremendous news on the budget today. And I think that revenue forecast today, combined with lower caseloads just recently, combines to give us some flexibility in budgets that we didn't have before, that we could be looking at how to help the hospitality industry, but also others. We can't just blame the other Washington for our problems. We have to step in and do some things for ourselves, and do them sooner rather than later.
Is there going to be a need for some kind of new tax to pay for all the stuff that we're doing to handle COVID?
No, I think it's really not necessary. Some would say that in times of record revenue growth like the last 2 years, you got to raise taxes. When we were at the bottom of the economic cycle with COVID, some said we got to raise taxes. So for some, any time is a good time to raise taxes. It's always good. It's always needed. That really isn't the case.
So people who are wealthy have done fine, and yet, of course, their taxes won't change because we don't allow that. And that's probably going to bring some more pressure for some kind of tax linked to income. I'm guessing that's a non-starter for you.
Well, it is for me, because at the end of the day, that's one of the economic development advantages we have, is not having income tax on capital gains or a flat-out income tax. Our Commerce Department brags about it. But you look, who has benefited from Governor Inslee's lockdown of the state? The biggest corporations, the biggest corporate retailers, they've benefited. It hasn't been Main Street in Spokane or Bellevue. It's been the biggest that have benefited.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they have benefited and you acknowledge that, why not make them pay?
well, why do these policies only benefit those mega employers? And, you know, they find a lot of ways out of it. For example, when the B&O tax on services was passed just last year, the three biggest tech companies in the state capped their taxes. My accountant didn't get to cap his. My doctor couldn't. My veterinarian couldn't. So on and so forth. They couldn't cap their taxes, but the majority party allowed Amazon, Microsoft, and Google to limit their exposure to taxes. Now, there's something wrong with that. If you're going to raise B&O taxes, well, okay, everybody, but big business got a pass while small and medium companies in the state paid the freight.
Well, then maybe it's up to the Republicans to teach big business a lesson then.
Well, you know, I think if this came up again, I think we'd take a closer look at it. But we're not here to punish people. We're here to rise all boats. I don't feel like being punitive. I feel like growing the economy. I started on that 28 years ago, and I don't think I'll change the rest of my career. Growing the economy is the best solution.
Leader of the Republicans in the state Senate, Mark Schessler.